At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
And Aaron Rodgers is still a Packer.
Here comes Aaron Rodgers. Here comes Aaron Rodgers right down Florham Park Lane. Lazard.
He's been taken out by Carson Wentz.
Can I sing my song for 5 seconds before you go? Can I do my song for 5 seconds?
That's the best song. That's the best song you've ever come up with.
Aaron Rodgers is still a Packer.
That sounded like the nursery of raccoons that were trying to attack me before I got into the studio tonight.
Good. I hope they attacked you, and I hope they clawed you, and they made you bleed your own blood.
There were four of them eyeballing me up, I'll tell you, like I was tasty.
Well, I bet. You know, you always say you're a handsome and attractive man. So I bet they're like, hey, let's go taste that handsome and attractive man. And then, boom, suddenly, you know, they go for the quads and the legs first. That'd be a meal. Then they save the rest of your body for later.
Well, there's not
calves
much.
Calves and hammy were looking good.
Well, Jason, there's not much left of them after they get that part.
All right. We're going to have this. You guys have the rest.
After the quads, it's pretty much over.
The final.
I already ate the best part. Let's put the rest of that on discount. Give it to some other animals who really just can't get there and fight as well as we can. Let's just put that on. You know what? Put the rest of the meat on half price. Give it to somebody else. Let's, you know what? Save that for the zombies. They'll be desperate at some point. Save it for after that happens. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And yes, right now, Aaron Rodgers is still a Packer.
Right now, tonight, tomorrow.
Right now. Earlier today, Trey Wingo set the internet aflame with his I'm hearing Rodgers to the Jets is done.
Dove Kleiman, I can type that too.
Yeah, Dove Kleiman, NFL insider.
You believe Trey Wingo?
Look, then Dove Kleiman, NFL insider, who's
broken
a few things.
You got.
And then it got picked up, and suddenly it was what's happening. And that next hour on Twitter was glorious. It was such a roller coaster ride, and people were losing their minds with emotions, and they were upset and sad and waiting and waiting and hitting refresh, hitting refresh. Then Adam Schefter reports that, hey, I'm hearing there's a lot of momentum, lots of things moving towards a deal for Aaron Rodgers. So this is where we sit right now. This is where we sit right now. Aaron Rodgers is still a Packer.
Just wake me when it's done. Good God. Are we going to do this every day? It's inching ever closer.
Yeah.
You know what? They agreed to Article 9, Paragraph 4 was checked off today as okay.
Look.
What the hell? You're not divorced until you're divorced. Until everything's agreed upon, signed, notarized, etc. Likewise this. Are we going to do this every day in free agency? Here's $4 billion transacted. It's inching ever closer to the finish line. He may make a decision. He may make another appearance on Brandon Marshall's podcast. We just don't know. But at some point, Aaron Rodgers will tell us about his future. Next.
Look.
What voice was that?
It's Harmon's semi-threatening, semi-deep, semi... That's too many semis.
You want threatening? I'll give you threatening.
That's just loud and yelling.
Sure.
Yeah, you try to get your voice deep.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what that was. What was that?
It's after 10 o'clock here on the East Coast.
Listen, we're in the
slide over baby time
out
here.
We're in the MobileTireRack.com studios. You know, I'm in L.A. Harmon's in Florida on vacation. And you're going to get the news because, you know, those tweets lit the East Coast first.
That split second
before they hit the West Coast. So you'll get the news of Aaron Rodgers before I will. So that's fine.
I'll hit those servers first. Okay.
Mike, keep refreshing Trey Wingo's Twitter, okay?
Listen. I'll tell it. Listen.
You got everybody.
Just stop. Hey, Frostberg. Hey, I'm sorry.
I know. Hey. Austin Eckler. Yeah. Get it in.
Oh, no.
I forgot about that.
No, I forgot about that. My internet's down. Who won the Knicks Lakers game last night?
The Oscars were phenomenal.
Who won that Knicks Lakers game last night?
You see how many awards Top Gun Maverick won, Jason?
Mm. Yeah, it won one. Ridiculous.
Best picture.
No, they got one. They didn't get shut out.
But I do have a great Brendan Fraser story that I will tell later on. I have a Brendan Fraser story. I do.
Does it involve Bedazzled?
It does not involve Bedazzled.
Sweet.
It does involve one of his movies. Actually, involves two of his movies and one of his co-stars.
Now I want to watch Bedazzled.
So there, yeah.
Because then we can talk about his co-star there.
You don't have a Hugh Grant story for us?
Do I have a Hugh Grant? No, I don't have a Hugh Grant story. Hey, Hugh, how you doing? Blank you jerk. I'm not telling you what I'm wearing at all. Okay, thanks, Hugh. Thanks for coming by.
Why are you here, pal?
But look, Aaron Rodgers seems like it's close to the goal line for the Jets. Number one, why am I not worried? Why am I so calm? We're running that Eagles goal line, everybody backing up and pushing you into the end zone. It's going to happen. People wanted to go crazy. First day of free agency. Where is it? Aaron Rodgers is what? He is a diva and a drama king. Of course, he wants the news to come on his time. He'll go on some random podcast where someone is talking about ayahuasca and I don't know, enlightenment, and tell that person, hey, I'm playing for the Jets. The person's going to go, I don't know what that means. Let's talk about enlightenment. I don't know what that means. But I'm telling you, it's big news. I'm playing for the Jets. Yeah, I don't know. He'll tell us when he is ready. What is going on right now? He is trying to get everything he can concession-wise from the Jets before he says yes. Because if he wasn't doing it, we would know. Aaron Rodgers is not spending these last couple of hours saying, oh, I don't know, am I going to retire, am I not? Look, he went on Brandon Marshall's podcast and said, yeah, decision's coming soon. This is not a guy that's retiring. And the Packers don't want him back. It's happening. But like I said, the only thing that makes me nervous is there anything that's going to happen that the Jets are going to say no? And I'm sure Rodgers is figuring out the money part of it, the compensation, all that stuff's done. But it's what are the Jets going to give him? He's going to say, I want Bakhtiari, I want Lazard, I want Randall Cobb. What can we do here? They're just like, all right, well, we'll make some room around. I mean, he's trying to get everything he can. And he wants to time the announcement for whenever he wants to. Maybe he goes on Pat McAfee's show tomorrow. It's Tuesday, after all, because Tuesday really has become Aaron Rodgers Newsday. But it's going to happen. It's no longer a matter of if. It's just a matter of when. He's going to be a Jet. I thought for a few minutes today it was going to happen. But Rodgers is going to break this news on the OA. Yes, I'm okaying a trade to the Jets. It's all good. He's getting everything on board with the Packers. Here's the deal. Okay, yes, green light. I'm going to be a Jet. That's how it's going to get done. Will it happen tomorrow? Will it happen Wednesday? It's no longer if, it's just when. Rodgers is coming. It's happening.
Can I just say, I really anticipated your line of argument being that the Jets allowed Mike White to sign away with the Miami Dolphins. That was going to be your rationale to show that he was coming.
Yeah, oh, we're okay. We're letting Mike White go. So now,
Mike
White
signing
away. Absolutely
yeah,
fine.
No,
we're absolutely
all good. We've cleared it all for you, Aaron. We knew he was going to be tough competition.
R.I.P. Mike White, R.I.P.
He had a good run. Now he'll be there to torment him in the AFC East when he needs to relieve Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, he's going to be a guy that, look, I love Mike White, but what is he? He's a guy that's going to play great the first game you put him in, then he's not going to play great, then he's going to get hurt. That's Mike White.
Right? So who's going to come in and back up Zach Wilson?
Dude, you can just keep
I'm just asking you.
Manifest what? This to not happen. Maybe it's
is
Austin
it Wentz?
Eckler.
Wentz?
Maybe Austin Eckler
Captain.
Comes in to back up Zach Wilson. Maybe we run the Wildcat with
Austin Eckler
the
can do it
time.
All. He can do it all, man.
Folks have wanted to see the Wildcat resurrected on many teams over the last couple years.
And then Eckler's going to say, wait, I want some of my guys with me. I want Herbert. I want Keenan Allen. Okay, the Jets are making room. All right, we got to make room for these guys. All right, we're going to get those two.
Dude, the guy's earned sure his cash, man. What do you want me to say?
Well, I mean, look at the numbers he's put up behind, shall we say, suspect offensive line work.
The guy's incredible.
Sorry, Rashawn Slater. He was hurt. But the idea for Rodgers, I think the timeline gets to the end of the week before it's all really done, Jason, because let everybody else spend their money. You've got all this activity. Cross the T's, dot the I's, try to figure out which of these guys Green Bay isn't going to make a big play to keep and make it as amenable to your new environments as possible, right? Because you want friends around. That's what he's talked about a bunch, right? That's why he got Randall Cobb there, and he was able to strong-arm the Packers into that.
Look, but now he sees Breece Hall will be his friend, Garrett Wilson will be his friend, Sauce Gardner will be his friend. You already have friends, man. You got friends.
Oh, yeah, begging him. These aren't friends. These are guys begging.
What does Lyle Landley say in The Simpsons? A stranger is just a friend you haven't met, right?
That's
it doesn't
good.
Matter. That's all he needs.
He did
He's
it
got
in
him.
Song. That was great.
Jason, you do realize what is going to happen, right? We've been telling you this for weeks.
Yeah, go ahead. What, Frostberg?
All these other quarterbacks are now taken. The Jets will be starting Zach Wilson.
Stop.
When Rodgers says no,
just
what are you going to do? Seriously, a serious question.
He's not saying no. He's not.
That would
saying
be the
no.
greatest power play ever, though.
That would be the most Jets thing ever.
Move of all time, though.
That would be
I'm
ultimate
Jets. Master, and everything's moving around. Every team's making quarterback moves, right? The Saints re-up with Jameis, and your guy Mike White goes down to Miami.
Garoppolo's taken.
Garoppolo's with the Raiders, and we already saw Derek Carr. Hey, they didn't let me talk to anybody else. Exactly. Get over yourself. You're a Saint. And all of these moves are being made, and then we finish the tune, and there's still one lonely empty chair because Aaron Rodgers never entered the room to play.
He's going to stay a Packer.
Look. Let me just stop you guys right there. Let me just stop you right there, okay?
The Mets suck.
Let me just stop you right there,
tell
okay?
Tell Allen.
At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. Seriously. See terms. Check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. I understand, and I love watching people go crazy. There goes Jimmy G. There goes Sam Darnold. Even the backup plan isn't working. None of these guys are great quarterbacks, okay? None of them. They're all guys who have played in the league. But there's a difference between a guy who started for a while and guys who are really good quarterbacks. Derek Carr is just okay. Was I unhappy the Jets didn't get him? No. Jimmy Garoppolo is the same guy as Derek Carr, except he can't stay on the field. So am I unhappy they didn't get him? No. There's nobody else out there. So, yeah, it's okay for the Jets to go all in on Aaron Rodgers. Oh, but look at the beginning of free agency. What are they missing out on? Tell me a guy they missed out on today they couldn't go get. The Jets are a terrific team. They just need the quarterback. They're one of those teams that's good that says we're going to be active in the second wave of free agency. We spent our money last year, and the last 2 years, we're a really good team. We got everything but a quarterback. You can see it. There's no huge need where it's, oh, we got to go fill this, right? That's what the Bears have done today. They had a great first day in free agency. The Falcons did the same thing. Look, when you stink and you have money, you spend it, right? And then hopefully you get good, and you don't have to spend a lot of money in free agency. So yeah, it's not that bad. The Jets haven't missed out on anybody. There's no, today wasn't, oh my goodness, look what's happening. No,
it doesn't
none of
matter.
That happened.
But if
none
they miss happened. Out on that guy,
which they will,
Yeah, then it doesn't matter who they get, because it doesn't matter if they spend $60 million on Jimmy Garoppolo or $15 million on Taylor Heineke. It's the same guy.
Jason, all those guys you just mentioned are so much better than Zach Wilson, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. Any guy I mention is better than Zach Wilson, so it's not like I'm going to go, oh, they got a guy worse than Zach Wilson. No,
so you're missing out on guys better than what you have, right?
But there's an infinite number of guys better than Zach Wilson. It's not like we're running out of those guys a lot. It's like, oh, we just lost five of them. It doesn't matter. Look, I got a whole drawer full of guys like this. Look at it. Look at that. Look at it. It's all in here. Oh, okay.
This is going to be the most Jets thing of all time.
No. If it does happen, there'll just be one of the Jets things. Because the Jets
don't this
say
is right
all
there.
Time. No, no,
no. This would be prime Jets. Like, this is number one.
Yeah, Trey Wingo can never go to New York again.
Because
all
of these guys have walked it, inched it to the finish line.
Yeah,
all these this is some of the most innocuous and useless reporting ever. I'm hearing it's almost done.
Okay,
I can
hear something's almost
done. I can do that
done.
Too.
That's fine. I'm here. So am I. I'm hearing it's
right?
almost done.
Well, I've heard from a lot of folks. Done. This seems like an obvious thing.
How do you feel about this? I hear it's almost done. Great, it's done. Oh, there we go. But look. I'm fine.
Wake me up when the baby shows.
It's happening. We're getting him.
You're getting Carson Wentz, yes.
There's nothing the Jets missed out on today because they had to wait a day. Everything is just fine. When I'm telling you everything is fine with the Jets, you got to believe me because I'm never telling you everything is fine. But everything, it's fine. It's all.
Yeah, and then you're going to walk into that other room with a baseball bat and you're going to start going crazy.
Yeah.
Like you're in the middle of one of those rec rooms or whatever they call them that you can just start smashing stuff.
One Jets rage room coming right up.
That's it.
I go to a Jets rage room and it's the different Jets logos and I get just smashed.
But I told you, that's a whole thing. We started it with the Cowboys. As they were crashing and burning last year.
Cowboys,
you
want to
talk about licensing and extending the brand? It's like, here's all the jerseys that you couldn't sell. Here, you can use a flamethrower in this room. I'm burning them all in one fell swoop.
Jason's going to start throwing things around like he's Jack Torrance in The Shining.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. Seriously. See terms. Check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. So when are we getting Aaron Rodgers news? Is Jimmy Garoppolo the answer? Day one of free agency was awesome. It was off the rails. Joining us now to break it all down, longtime NFL insider with Odyssey. Check him out on the Washington Post. He's on Twitter at Jason Lockenfora. That is at Jason Lockenfora. Jason, what's happening, man?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, I need you to like say, hey, I'm hearing the Jets deal for Rodgers is done, just to get that working again. Can you get that working again for us?
Somebody did that about 7 hours ago, didn't it? Look, I don't think there's a whole lot of, as much as Aaron Rodgers, you know, wants to build this mystery and conjure this hysteria and be at the center of it all. Like, there's nobody else who wants Aaron Rodgers. Like, it's a market of one. Because Green Bay doesn't want Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers doesn't want Green Bay. And if I was running the Jets, I'd say, Woody, here's what we're going to do. Lamar Jackson is allowed to start talking to people at whatever, noon or 4 o'clock on Wednesday or whatever. We're going to fly down there tomorrow. And we're going to call Aaron Rodgers' people over at Athletes First before we get on the plane. And we're going to say, when this plane lands, he either comes here and takes what's on the table, or we're done. Like, have fun dealing with Mark Murphy and Goody and the gang again, but we're out. Like, because nobody else is in, you know? And we're going to go after this 26-year-old who's actually still ascendant, you know, who actually will put his body on the line. And if we're going to pay you 60 for one, we'll go get, you know what I mean? We'll pay him, you know, 50 a year for the next 5 or 6 years, and we'll have him through his prime, you know what I mean? And you can figure out, you know, you can go back to the coffin or hang upside down like a bat or whatever the hell you do. So I that's what they should do, because it's one thing, you know, with all his BS with the Packers, and there's bad blood and stuff that's been built up and all that. And so I get it. But the Jets are his only lifeline. Like, that's the only other, you know, option out there. And to continue to sort of dangle them while all these, you know, other quarterbacks start finding new homes, I just don't know. Like, he's too cute by half. Like, yeah, I really don't get it. Like, do you want to make $59 million next year to back up Jordan Love?
Because remember, they did that with, remember when Favre did the same thing and they had it with him, they said, yes, we'll welcome you back, but you have to battle out the number one job with Aaron Rodgers. And that was the thing that pushed him, saying, okay, forget it, now I'm gone.
Yeah, like, so, I mean, that's what the Packers should be saying to him. Like, hey, bro, just letting you know, if you think you're coming back here to play football, you're not. Like, we did what we did, and it was asinine, and you beat us twice, but we're going to beat you on the way out. You know, you're going to sit there, have fun talking to Pat McAfee about what it felt like holding the clipboard last week, bro, because the kid's finally going to play, and he's not even that much of a kid anymore. So, yeah, and at the same time, the Jets should be saying, hey, like, this is it. Like, we're flying to Miami tomorrow, and we're going to go to Lamar's restaurant and wait until we can legally talk to him, and then we're off of you. And guess what? Nobody else is on you.
I keep picturing that scene in The Founder where Michael Keaton's outside the original McDonald's just stalking. It's like, why is that guy still here? And it's all the Ravens executives waiting for the doors to open.
I don't know that movie, but is that like the Ray Kroc movie or whatever?
Yeah, it's the Ray Kroc movie, but they're like, they just keep looking outside, and he's there like every day, kind of staring at the whole scene and trying to figure out how he gets to talk to them and take over. That seems to me where the Ravens are, or the Jets should be. And we've been saying this for a while with Lamar Jackson of, all right, how do we bridge this gap?
Yeah, and look, I mean, I know there's a lot of people freaking out about the Lamar side of things, like, he's got no market, oh my God, he screwed up, he needs an agent, the sky's falling. Like, he's not allowed legally to talk to anybody until Wednesday. Like, the Panthers are out. Well, yeah, okay, the Panthers are out, but look at all that they gave up to draft a 5'10 kid, you know, who barely weighs 200 pounds, who's never played a game up here. You know, so I would say if I'm Lamar Jackson, I'm sitting there saying, man, they gave up all that to move up, you know, 7 spots to draft somebody who we don't even know if he can play in the league yet or not. Like, yeah, I think there is a trade out there for me. So I would just say everybody's got to slow their roll. I mean, the people saying nobody wants him, the people saying everybody's colluding against him. Like, this has got to – this is going to take a little time to play out. But I still think there's at least eight teams out there that internally are discussing it now. And all it takes is one, and I think there will be more than one team that chats with him to try to figure out if they could thread this needle.
Will there be more than one quarterback that maybe shakes free as a result of the next few days? Not just Lamar, but somebody that maybe is a little bit off the radar and oh, hey, guess what? If this happens, this guy could be out there. Could there be somebody?
I mean, I think Ryan Tannehill is certainly available. And he's going to say that he's worth what he's getting because all these other quarterback deals, I think, would reaffirm that Ryan Tannehill is a $35 to $40 million a year quarterback. And they're, you know, they're not really trying there anymore. And, you know, that ownership group seems pretty content to sit back, count their money, let everybody build them a new stadium. And then, you know, we'll start paying for players again when you know, once we get that brand new stadium built for us. And, oh, by the way, throw a dome on it so we can host the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I don't think he wants any part of that. You know, outside of that, anything else? Probably not. You know, I think that's a situation. Certainly the monitor. Look, do I think the Rams would like to kind of start to do something?
Sure.
I do. It's just an untradeable like that. The way that contract is structured, the way the money's working there, it's just going to be really hard to facilitate anything there. So they're probably stuck with each other for another year. I mean, like, if Atlanta did get Lamar, you know what I mean? Then Desmond Ridder, you know, is obviously out there.
But you don't see, like, anything happening with Cousins or the Patriots making a bold move and Mac Jones available. You don't see things like
Patriots,
that.
I think the Patriots, I mean, I said I think there's eight teams that are talking about Lamar Jackson internally. I would put the Patriots on that list. How can they not? Like, they have to be discussing that. They saw firsthand, better than anybody else, how much a quarterback, you know, the right quarterback can mean to you. So I can't fathom a scenario where they're not at least discussing it internally. And they should, even if it's just to get under the Ravens' skin, and these two teams have a thing for each other, they should absolutely have Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick go down there and talk to her. Like, that to me is the kind of team that would use this opportunity, even if it's not so much to do a deal, to troll the Ravens. You know what I mean? To make them sweat. You've got a chance to talk to Lamar Jackson about whatever you want. Maybe start talking to him about, you know what I mean, what their offense. And I know they got a new coordinator there now. But I just don't – the idea that, like, Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh and Steve Bisciotti are sitting – in Baltimore, or, you know, Bisciotti's on his yacht and whatever, the Caribbean, but the other two are ostensibly in Baltimore. Knowing that, like, Kraft and Belichick have an audience with the quarterback that they drafted at 32 right after Belichick passed on him, right, and took Sony Michel, and that this guy, the hoodie, is getting to chat up and wine and dine their guy, I think that would freak them out. You know what I mean? So why the hell wouldn't you do it? You know, like, why not? And, yeah, do I think they could trade Mac Jones? Sure. The Cousins thing, I mean, they're cat-compliant now. They've made some moves. I know there was some hand-wringing internally about what that might look like and whether to move on from him or not. But the bottom line is, from the moment he went there 3 years fully guaranteed, he's been continually on this treadmill where, like, you've either got to cut him or restructure him, like, every 18 months. You know what I mean? And that they just did it, just restructured again last year. And I don't think they're going to restructure again, but I do think Kirk Cousins is certainly their guy for 2023.
Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon, on the hotline with us as he is each and every week. Our friend, 105.7, the Fan in Baltimore, Washington Post reporter. You know him, you love him. It's Jason Lockenfora.
Well, they mostly hate me, but that's nice of you to say.
Well, but we're in a weird medium that by hating us, they kind of love us, you know, because then they want to see what happens next.
I will
next.
Certainly take hate over, like,
indifference.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
100%. All right, so let's go to Las Vegas, where there's a lot of hate that has been on that team for 30 years, but now they got Jimmy Garoppolo reunited with Josh McDaniels. Derek Carr moves on to the Saints, and this is their answer. What say you?
I don't know, man. I just feel like we kind of know what's going to happen here, don't we?
Week 9, week 10.
Don't we know how this, like, yeah, like week 5, week 7, week 8, something like that, right? That's, here's where the story ends, right? Like, how many games will Jimmy Garoppolo start for the Las Vegas Raiders?
It's a good prop bet.
You know? Like, I don't know, 7.5? 8.5? I mean, the way it's structured, it's very stopgap, and I just don't know about his ability to get through it. Like, Look, when he plays, he's effective, and obviously there's a lot of familiarity there between him and McDaniels, and they've got some nice pieces there. I just feel like he's going to get hurt. Like, I feel like it's kind of inevitable.
All right, lastly, Jay, let's hit this because now you talk about a guy hitting the market in his prime, allegedly. Austin Eckler's been given a chance to go seek his own trade. He wants to get an extension with the Chargers. It's not happening. How is this going to play out?
Well, I think he, you know, if there is a robust market for him, you know, if there are multiple teams who want to do this, and I don't know how many teams think they're an Austin Eckler away from winning a Super Bowl, right? Like maybe Buffalo, you know, would see him the way the 49ers saw Christian McCaffrey in the middle of last season. Like, I guess there's probably another team or two that isn't leaping to the fore. Like, I don't think they'd want to trade him in the division, but do I think Sean Payton would look at him and say, ooh, ooh, I got some fun with that in Denver? Yeah, but I don't know. But if the team is out there, then look, they haven't won much with him. A lot of other people there have gotten paid. We know that they don't really like to spend. We know that they've got a quarterback who, if, let's say Dan Snyder gives Lamar Jackson 5 years, $250 million fully guaranteed, you know, en route to selling his team for $6 billion. Like, what does that mean for Herbert? I could see there being a scenario where they're going to continue to draft. They're not going to have an Eckler, but they couldn't run the ball with him last year. Now, that wasn't him. It was the offensive line, but, like, the running backs are not commodities, you know? They're not. And if somebody's willing to give him the moon and the stars financially and move the meter for them and give the Chargers, in essence, sort of what San Francisco gave up for McCaffrey, I think you have to explore it.
He's on Twitter at Jason Lockenfora. That is at Jason Lockenfora. Check out his latest on the Washington Post, Odyssey as well. Jay, as always, buddy, appreciate it, my friend. We will talk to you soon. Have a great one.
Thanks. You too.
See you, Jason.
Always great stuff there with him. I mean, look, Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers knows when, okay, now I'm getting a little too cute. I'm going to have to say yes at some point. Look, I'm fully expecting tomorrow to wake up or at the very latest Wednesday morning and it's happening and it's done. Like, that's what's going to. He's not going to do it day one of the NCAA tournament. It's either going to be tomorrow. I'm happy. It's like I'm waiting for Christmas, Mike, and Christmas can come either of the next 2 days.
No, that's fantastic. I figure if we had him for another half hour, we could have done all the Sam Darnold move and what that means for the 49ers, because that's really fascinating too. But I do like his idea of just going and stalking the restaurant and as soon as it opens. Hi, Lamar, it's time. I'll take one of everything on the menu, and how do we get you into a Jets uniform? Let's go.
Speaking of stockings, guys, real quick, Jason, is it really Christmas if Zach Wilson is in the stocking?
Stop. He was in the stocking 2 years ago, and I put that stocking away. That's not
you
there.
Time to take it out, baby.
Stalking.
No, put it on the doorknob. It's
just
time.
Just like Mitzi Capture in the 90s, there's no silk stocking for the Jets.
Wow.
Today, TJ.
Oh, boy.
There you go. I gave you Rob Estes and Misty Capture right there. Ooh,
dude, we got
I'm
that
hot, man. I'm hot.
And Elizabeth Hurley in the first hour.
I'm hot.
She should be in every hour.
Absolutely.
At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. Seriously. See terms. Check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. There was no reason to play that. Elizabeth Hurley was not in any of those movies.
I think Mike said Batman.
No. It was just no.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty.
I might have thought about Batman.
You owe me one. In the next time that word is said, you can't play it because you owe me one because you played it without playing it for when we normally play it.
So you're saying I have a dollar and I give you 95 cents?
No.
Let's find out what's trending right now in the wide world of sports with Nick Cope. Wait, Nick, hit refresh. Tell me if Aaron Rodgers is a Jet, and then you can do the update.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Hey, be sure to join Fox Sports Radio's Million Dollar Bracket Challenge. That's right, the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge. You fill out a perfect bracket at foxsportsradio.com. You will win $1 million. And you can compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts, fellow listeners. Listener who finishes in first place wins a prize pack featuring a Legacy Box 40-item trunk valued at nearly $1,200. Turn old family movies and pictures into digital keepsakes. A Traeger meter block valued at $350. The ultimate way to monitor meat on the grill, and a chalk bundle valued at nearly $500 featuring 9 popular supplements found at choq.com. That's choq.com to reclaim your vitality. All in all, prize pack valued over $2,000. Go fill out your brackets now at foxsportsradio.com. You have until noon Eastern on Thursday, so there is time. Go do it. That's foxsportsradio.com to fill out your bracket and to get official.
Jason, where do you got Syracuse?
Syracuse is going to win it all. They're going to be a late, they're going to be a last second add in when one team gets sick or realizes they scheduled something opposite the game and they can't make it. And Syracuse,
I'm pretty sure if they win it all, you win $1 million.
Yeah,
you know, they should have done a preemptive move like North Carolina and put out a statement. We're not playing in anything because we suck.
I think that statement was their record. I think they actually had that statement going all season long.
We're not going to go to the NIT because we're going to look ahead to next year. In other words, we've been the preseason number one, and if we lose in the NIT, we're going to get mocked even more, and Hubert Davis may lose his job. Next question.
Yeah, no, look, this is going to be real awkward if we keep playing after the way we push Boeheim out. So we're not going to play anywhere. We're not going to play we're going to play nowhere. That's absolutely. So we'll have more on the NCAA tournament coming up in a bit. But look, day one of NFL free agency. And look, we got into Rodgers and Garoppolo. Have more on them coming up in a few minutes. But I got to tell you, Mike, my favorite move today, because the possibility for this to be a big deal is large, is the Broncos signing Jarrett Stidham to a two-year deal. 5 years or 2 years, $10 million, like what backups get, between $5, $7 million a year. He's coming in as the backup, right? We know Russell Wilson. I'm going to fix Russell Wilson. But We've seen him start a couple of games. We saw him carve up the 49ers. Normally when you have your starter that, hey, this is our guy, you're backing with someone who, hey, someone can come in for a little bit of time here and get some reps. We're not going to worry about it. Someone who's played a while that can come in and keep things going. But Jarrett Stidham's a young player, and he's got some upside. And we've seen him play pretty well. Last couple of games for the Raiders last year, he played pretty well. This tells me this is a message, not so much right in Russell Wilson's face, but it's Sean Payton saying, yeah, obviously the thing is to get Russell Wilson going. We got to get him going. I'm here to do that. But if I can't do that, I need an option. And who's a young, cheap option that will come in as a backup, knowing that, hey, if they wind up ascending, it's okay? Jarrett Stidham. He's a really curious backup quarterback ad. Here's someone who's been around a couple of years, but he's young and he's flashed a little bit. That's a real curious pickup by the Broncos.
Oh, I love it. I mean, between them and San Francisco, because I can go down that road too, and we'll get to that as the day goes on. But you bring this in, there's been a lot of rumor, conjecture, speculation that Sean Payton has a year to work with Russ and he can force the issue, right? If it's not, if there's still communication problems, if there's still, you know, the lack of, well, the Russell Wilson that we saw prior to 2021, if that guy's not in there and can't be pulled out by moving things around. You got wide receivers saying they're not happy, so we'll keep an eye on that over the next couple of days. But certainly Payton, as best we can tell, has been given, you know, the big check, not only to go and coach up what's there, but to make the big decisions, which could be moving on from Russell Wilson. And this would enable him, by putting more money into the quarterback position, kind of lends to that kind of thinking.
Yeah, I'm telling you, when I saw this happen, I said, yeah, that's it. Maybe it's a little bit of light the fire under Russell Wilson. But look, Wilson's someone who knows I need to be better. I'm not going to sit here and be someone. He doesn't, you know, he's older. He knows this is what I need to do to stay in the league.
But he's an image guy too, right? So, like, all that incoming, I can only imagine him on social media. He must have been a real pain in the ass to be around because he hears and reads all of it. Like, you think Aaron Rodgers is doing that. Russell's on a whole other level in his celebrity bubble.
He has an office to do it in, too.
Exactly.
You know what I read when I was sitting in my office? Jarrett Stidham's coming in.
In my fortress of solitude up here.
He's make sure to knock.
He's coming in to take my job.
Do you think they painted over his office yet?
Twitter it out about a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. We'll have more on this story. And coming up next, we get into the big free agent signing of the day. How great is it? We'll tell you. That's next, Fox.
Dear Aaron, why didn't you come to the Jets?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.